Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The segment brought to you by Broadway Deli, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio and the Crossroads Open Breakfast Lunch. They can cater breakfast and lunch as well. Check them out, Broadway Deli, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. It's time for some solutions. We know some of the problems that are going on right now, right?
Yeah.
It's time to get our fixes. We're just here to help, man. Mm-hmm. We're just here to help.
We're offering solutions for everything right now, no matter what it is. But it's easy to point out the problems, right? It's easy to say, okay, this stinks. Okay, what can we do to fix it? Well, that's not my problem. Then you kind of do that Homer Simpson into the bush, right? So we got to put our heads together and thought. I think collectively we agree that the offensive line and the run defense are probably your two biggest issues right now on this team. Mm-hmm. Like, save injuries. There's not much you can do about that.
Until we see a team, you know, throwing on them a and then we'll expose other things. But for right now, yeah, run defense, and then being able to keep heat off Pat.
Yeah, and it may be this week too, though, Josh. I mean, you look at the paper tiger, the Houston Texans down there, but they've got DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller that between the two of those guys already have 50 receptions and almost 700 yards and 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, Hopkins scares me.
Hopkins is very, very good. Will Fuller is a very nice number two guy. They've got Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson sharing the carries. And they've got Deshaun Watson as the quarterback, who I think is more of the new Tom Brady-Peyton Manning rivalry with Patrick Mahomes. And a couple of people talked about the Lamar Jackson one being, I don't know about that. I think Deshaun Watson, to me, is a lot more exciting of a player, and I think maybe has more staying power than Lamar Jackson. We've kind of see the Ravens come back down to earth. We've seen the Texans play really good football, 10th in points, 9th in yards, 11th in passing yards, 10th in rushing yards. They're a top 10 offense basically in every single category, and they're just out of the top 10 in passing yards. So they're a very diverse, very versatile type of offense, and so they're going to have their work cut out for them this week. But from a fixing of a standpoint, the Chiefs tried. They signed an offensive tackle and a defensive tackle off the streets. They signed Stefan Wisniewski, an offensive guard, yesterday, and then they signed somebody named McClain as the tackle.
Yeah.
And so, you know, relation to the bakery here in Kansas City. So you've got all those guys that have been brought in over the last 2 days. But from a fixing it standpoint, let's start with the offensive line. For me, I think what you need to do with the offensive line being banged up the way that it is, you need to get into the short passing game, whether it's a slant route, whether it's a quick down and out, whatever it is. I think you need to limit the time that Patrick Mahomes has the football and possesses the football behind the line of scrimmage, whether it's quick drops, whether it's the pistol formation, whatever it may be. It has to be quick hitting, quick striking passes. And I also think you have to, you know, utilize that run game more. As we talked about yesterday, I think if you get that run game going more and you have success in the run game, then that kind of softens up the defense a little bit, because now, okay, they're not able to stop the run and they're not able to stop the pass. So you're going to get more time, you know, back there in the pocket. I think the running game opens up that passing game. And I also think right now the third thing that you need to do from an offensive line standpoint, Blake Bell, whoever the case may be, they got to stay in and help Cam Irving out, because J.J. Watt's going to, you know, come to eat this week. I mean, he's been watching Cam Irving the last 3 weeks going, man, I'm playing against the JV. I can't wait. So they're going to have to give Cam Irving help on that side. You can't allow him to go one-on-one with J.J. Watt. I think if he goes one-on-one with J.J. Watt, J.J. Watt may put up career-type numbers, just like we saw, you know, Bosa do out in San Francisco 2 nights ago against the Cleveland Browns. I think he has the opportunity to be that type of player and to make those type of plays if he's going one-on-one with Cam Irving.
Yeah, you got to give him help somehow, some way, whether it's the tight end over there, whether it's the running back. Maybe that's why LeSean McCoy didn't play the other day, if they said pass protections.
Right.
Maybe he's not a guy that they can count on to go and help chip somebody. But yeah, it's clear you got to help Cam Irving.
You do.
You're doing yourself a disservice if you just leave him alone.
Correct.
Granted, on that last Justin Houston play, nobody blocked him at all.
Right.
I don't know if that's what it was called for, if they thought they were just going to push right and Houston wouldn't be able to get around the corner. I don't know. But he needs some help over there. So find a way to get him some help in any way, shape, or form, whether it's tight ends, running backs, whatever. They need to help the left side.
I mean, and that play by Justin Houston, too. I've gone back and watched it numerous times. Like, that's a perfect textbook play of how they teach you when you're a young defensive end. Even in high school, I remember our defensive end coach, get 1 yard in the backfield and scrape down behind the line of scrimmage. Like, that was the perfect execution of that play by Justin Houston. Granted, he had no resistance, and when you have a movable force that meets no resistance, you just go, baby. And that's exactly what Justin Houston did. He was in perfect position to make that play because the Chiefs allowed him to get in perfect position to make that play.
Not to mention left guard. Who knows who's playing left guard this week?
Maybe Wisniewski and
left he's guard, new left and, tackle.
You know, gosh, it could be a mess over there on the left side of that line.
They're going to need help on that side. You said short passes, yeah. And I will say screen passes.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Andy Reid, there's no one better at the screen game than Andy Reid.
Did they really run the other night?
Felt like after McCoy fumbled,
that was it.
They didn't do it. They have to get back to the screen game. One, it's better for their offensive line. They're better at doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Andy is better at scheming it. And as much as I hate when you say it's an extension of the run, it is for Andy.
Sure.
It is an extension of the run game. It's a more effective way to run the football in an Andy Reid offense. So they need to get back to the screen game. Plus, he gets the ball out of Patrick's hands fast.
Yeah.
Keep him out of harm's way by getting him going in the screen game. Whether it's the tunnel screens to Kelce or the running backs or whatever, they're so beautiful when they're run because the Chiefs are so good at it. Get back to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to doing that
maybe
a little
we'll
bit
more.
I think that would be a big help on the offensive side.
We haven't really seen that Kelce screen really since that Eagle game a couple of years ago that worked beautifully. Like, teams are starting to snuff that out. Maybe you try to get back to that now.
I think it solves two problems. You're not running the ball very well. It's better for your offensive line. And then your third would be Patrick gets rid of it quick.
Right, and you don't have to worry about his ankle getting hit.
So screen game.
Yeah,
and the chipping. That's for me on the offensive side.
Okay, and then run defense, I think, is the other big thing that we need to look at right now and say, okay, let's do some soul searching here. Okay, you went out and you signed a guy, but you still lost two guys due to injury. What can we do to stop the run? What can we do to play better against the run? And I think extreme times, Josh, call for extreme measures, and I think we are in extreme times with this running game right now. You don't want this thing to snowball. You don't want one loss to become two, and you don't want, three bad games against the run to become four bad games against the run. So I think you go to extreme measures. I think you put eight in the box and dare them to throw and go one-on-one. I know you got Fuller, and I know you got Hopkins, and I know you got Deshaun Watson, but you're paying cornerbacks too. I mean, it's like, all right, go out there and earn your money. You traded Alex Smith for Kendall Fuller, okay? You went out and got Breshad Breeland, who was terrible last week, like with the worst game I've ever seen an individual play. Maybe he bounces back this week. You've got Tyrann Mathieu back there at the safety spot that can come over and help and cover some of these guys. So I think maybe you go one-on-one with the wide receivers and you put eight in the box and you try to stop the run. And if they beat you with the pass, then you tip your cap to them. But this team can't afford to get beat by the run again. And I would also, not just eight in the box, but I would put Daniel Sorensen back at safety. Juan Thornhill, really, I haven't heard that guy's name in weeks. I mean, since week one, maybe. I haven't heard much out of Juan Thornhill. So I would put Daniel Sorensen in there because that guy will come up to the line of scrimmage and knock you out.
Dump somebody.
Like, he's not afraid to go out there and blow somebody up. So I would put Sorensen in more. And I would also do the run blitz. I'd blitz against the run. Let's go first and 10. Let's blitz this thing and let's stop this run. Let's get some confidence going right now with this defense against the run, because you know how it's going to be on Sunday out at Arrowhead Stadium. If Houston, gets the ball first and they receive,
it's going to be tense.
It's going to be very tense. And especially if Carlos Hyde goes for 5 and then Duke Johnson come back and goes for 4 and you're looking at a 3rd and 1, like, okay, we just had 2 plays there. We've given up 9 yards on the ground. We've got to find a way to stop that. The crowd is going to get antsy, and I think the defensive players are going to get antsy as well. How could they not? Going, oh, my God, here we go again. So I need Steve Spagnuolo to really go out there and do something different this week, and I think that's Daniel Sorensen. I think it's 8 in the box, and I think it's blitz against the run. I think you come hard on that first play of the game, man. I think you absolutely bring the house on that first play of the game on defense to show the Texans you're boss and you're laying down the wood.
Now, it does scare me a little bit with those two wide receivers to leave them so exposed. Like, that would be something I would do maybe last week, right?
Sure.
Where you didn't figure that was going to be as potent of offense if T.Y. Hilton wasn't 100%. It does scare me a little bit to leave those guys isolated and then see if that wide receiver group picks you apart. But maybe you are looking at just being different right now.
Like,
we've seen the inability to stop the run. Let's see if you can do some things to help the run and not overexpose your pass defense. But if you're looking for something different, that might be the way to go about it. Because there's not a great short-term solution other than go make plays.
Right.
Go make plays up front defensively to stop that run game and trust one another. If that trust was an issue, which Andy Reid seemingly said, it was kind of like playing together and trusting each other. You need to start doing that.
Right.
You need to start doing that and see if it can pay dividends to have the guy next to you know his job and you know that he knows his job and you go do yours.
Yeah.
And not get carried away with extra responsibilities at this point in time.
And I think also, too, one of the under-the-radar moves this offseason, and really I wasn't under the radar, but it got criticized a lot, is when they got Laremy Tunsil from Miami, and everybody goes, why are you trading for this guy? He's been really good at left tackle. He's changed that offensive line. I think that's why Deshaun Watson has been able to elevate his game to the next level this year. He finally has some protection in front of him, and he's going to be going into, obviously, a hostile environment this weekend in Kansas City, but he's got the opportunity to put together back-to-back good games, because what he did last weekend against Atlanta was marvelous. They put up 55 points against the Falcons last week, okay? If they can do that against the Falcons, what can they do against the Kansas City Chiefs? So I think the Chiefs are going to have to change up their look a lot this week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.